Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Jim Walton from The Third Choice, a ministry designed for dialogue and training, where we seek truth with no judgment, no jamming anything down anybody's throat, but lots of good information and answers you can trust. With each episode, I tackle a question of the day with the hope of both informing and stimulating thought and further questions. We want people to think. We want people to ask and to learn. The coronavirus is spreading around the world and is of great concern to many people, and rightly so. People are already asking the question, is it possible that the coronavirus is a sign of the end times? As of today, estimates are that more than 80,000 people are infected with the virus in at least 29 different countries, and that at least 2,700 people have died so far from it. Getting accurate statistics has been a bit of a challenge. But to get some kind of a comparison, the Black Plague of the 14th century is thought to have killed about 25 million people. So although some people are already fearing that this might be a global pandemic, at 2,700 died so far, we are nowhere near the level that something like the Black Plague was 600 years ago. But people are still justifiably nervous. So what does the Bible say about disease and the end times? That's what I'd like to talk about today. Jesus, shortly before he died, was on the Mount of Olives with his disciples. And in what is therefore called the Olivet Discourse, he was asked by his disciples about the end times. In Luke 21:11, he mentions pestilences in various places. Pestilences is another word, obviously, for diseases or plague. Jesus, during the Olivet Discourse, uses the most general and therefore vague term that was available in the language. His words really don't give us any details about what the pestilence is, or how long it would last, how severe it would be. So it's hard to get a clue from that. He just mentions that there will be pestilences in various places. Many scholars and readers of the Bible think that the Olivet Discourse, Jesus is speaking mainly about the destruction of Jerusalem that was going to be 40 years later, which of course is logical, and many of the elements of his Olivet Discourse do relate to that time. But many people also see in the Olivet Discourse a much longer range kind of prophecy about the end times as well, which also can make sense. Certainly in any time of war or famine, there are going to be outbreaks of disease because of the lack of proper nutrition or of nutrition at all, and also the lack of proper medical care. So the Olivet Discourse does not give us much to go by in answer to the question. From there, we could go to Revelation chapter 6, where John writes about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Even here, there is disagreement of whether these horsemen represent situations before the end, or they represent Jesus' judgment at the end, or some people wonder if the horsemen of the apocalypse actually, in some sense, symbolize the coming of Jesus himself. We can't resolve that problem here, but in Revelation 6:8, the fourth horse is called the pale horse. Its rider is death personified, and he is given power to kill by the sword, and by famine and plague, as well as by animal violence against humans. So John uses a different term for plague than Luke does, but it's just as generic. There is still no particular mention of what kind of disease it is, or the nature or the extent of the ravages of the disease. A little later in Revelation 8:11, John mentions bitter water as the source of a mass illness, but I don't really see how that pertains here. All in all, the plague of disease in the end times is part of a cluster of events, And there's no particular reason at this point to see the coronavirus as part of the end times, because the rest of the cluster is absent. But we're always alert and paying attention to watch how events evolve and to see what else is going in the world that might be clues. You know, each day brings new information, and we see how this is evolving and changing. But for now, I would regard the coronavirus as just a terrible outbreak, but not at this point any particular sign of the end times.
For more information, please visit the website at www.thethirdchoice.org, and I invite you to go to the Q&A forum for more information and dialogue. Thanks for tuning in today.